しいね。
You shall surely buy another sewing machine. I've been laughing because, well, since the meeting, Gloria has made two purchases on Amazon of fabric. Since I've been in this meeting, it all started up here.
Yeah, his phone dings whenever she buys fabric.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I told her last night, because it dinged yesterday, and I called her last night. I said, you know, it makes me feel so good. It was just like a little love note. The ding thing dings, and that Gloria's bought fabric, but she's really just sending me a love note. First, I see... See, like you're wearing a fishing vest that's got hooks and lures on it. And there are women hanging off the lures and the hooks. God's called you to disciple women. And you're going to catch them. I know you're good at fishing. But you're going to catch these women. This is going to be a primary assignment. Whatever you're doing, wherever it takes you... you're going to be casting lures. So the whole thing God's done in your life, everything, is part of what the allure is going to be to capture these women, and they're going to just hang on you in this picture of discipleship. And God's going to give you spiritual daughters. He's going to give you many spiritual daughters in the coming days or years. In the coming years. And they're going to fill up your life. Wherever you go, they're going to fill up your life. And they're going to be a joy to you in the coming years. That's one. Two, there's a real call that God's going to begin to open to you. I see you opening the Bible, opening the Scriptures, and beginning to write out things in the Scriptures. So here's this big Bible opening up. I don't know what significance that is, but it's a big Bible, like a big Pentecostal Bible. And you're writing notes over here, and you're writing notes over here. And so God's, if it hasn't already started, there's going to be this thing about rediscovering the Bible and beginning to create your own notebook of teaching and understanding from it. And it's going to be systematic. That is, it's not just going to be, and by that I just mean that it'll be by topic. It won't just be studying John. It's going to be studying the topic of righteousness or suffering or through the Bible. So there's a sort of systematic theology kind of approach. God's going to do this, and He's calling you to teach. He's calling you to explain things to other people. And on this part, I'm not saying it's just women. I know the discipleship thing is women, but this thing about the teaching and explaining the Bible and explaining the topics that run from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and where there's this marvelous consistency over 66 books, God's going to have you doing that. So write your notebook. And start from the bottom, and there on every single topic, on everything where God catches your eye, where you catch your eye, where God allows your eye to be caught. Begin to write from the bottom up, and God's going to give you this whole thing. And don't ignore the internet and a blog. I think God's saying you're supposed to also blog. Okay? Get modern. What's a blog? What's a blog? Well, God's going to give you a way to write little essays. Essays that go online where a lot of people can read instantly what you're saying. God's going to have you do that. And that's going to lead somewhere. I see a call on you to be proclaiming the Word of God and teaching the Word of God and being a speaker. Do you do any speaking? No?
I mean, what I love it.
This is a new day. You know that. This is a new day. And the old days were good. This is a new day. And I see your stance changing. If you were like a player on a football field or a basketball player, I see your stance and your position changing. And you need to be able to see that God's going to be using you in new things, in new ways, and that He's, through very painful things, has reshaped you. And it's for now. I see also, along with this, just a plentitude, nice word, plentitude of healing. I see just a lot of healing. And God's saying, just take advantage of every situation where you see sick people. Anyone that needs healing, don't be afraid of asking for miracles, because there's going to be it's not a call, it's not a ministry, it's a plenitude. It's like there's a big pile of healing that you have to use up before you die. And it'd be a shame if you left any of it unprayed or unreleased, right? And I don't know, I don't know how big the pile is. And apparently God's not telling you either. So you're going to have to keep working until God takes you home to release miracles. But this main thing is going to be the speaking and the teaching and the discipleship. They're going to hang on you. And you're going to feel strange. But they're going to be hanging on you and on your every word. Okay? So fish for the women. Write the notes from the ground up, brand new. Make sure you got it on the computer and organized. All right.
I see that there's honey dripping on your hands. And honey, to me, represents revelation. That God has put revelation in your hands. He's given you an understanding. He's given you insight. And the Lord is, in fact, this isn't a man-given call. It's a God-given call. God is, in fact, confirming out loudly today and letting you know that He is, in fact, calling you to be one to impart revelation to others. And I kept seeing you sitting in a circle. I saw you in small groups, and you were just sharing in small groups, and you were leading these groups out in discussion, and you were leading them deeper into discussion. And even as was being prophesied over you, let me say amen to that. I saw them drawn into what you were sharing. And I saw you in those small group settings, and there really is an anointing for you to impart these truths, for there is revelation that God has put in your hands. Another thing that God showed me about your anointing is that God has... Have you ever led anyone to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, you will. A specialty of your ministry will be that you will begin to lead people on how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I saw a line of people. First, they started in that small circle with you, and then they ended up with you ministering to them and leading them through scriptures. And then finally, you led them into the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And the Lord says to even, He's releasing in you even the faith for that, for God is activating that anointing and that calling in you. I do see that God is going to link you with, there's going to be sisters of the faith that God is going to link you to, that they're going to help prod you to a higher level in Him. And He's going to link you supernatural and sovereign ways with other sisters that are also in ministry, that are also imparters of revelation, imparters of truth. It's almost like He's putting a network together for you. He's going to network you and fit you and join you in with other sisters that are going to really connect with you and impart life with you. And it's going to help fuel that flame where normally you would want to run and hide. It's going to help fuel that flame to cause you to move forward and do the things that God has called you to do. I see a connection in Missouri. I see someone in Texas. I just see God through the internet. I see God linking you with sisters that are going to come together and really start helping fuel your ministry forward. But that's the other thing that I see, is this giant fan that's just fanning the gifts to flame. It's just fanning the gifts to flame and bringing you to a whole new level of experience that you've not known before. It's time to get out of the boat. The boat's been comfortable. It's been nice. But it's time to get out, for God is calling you to begin to do what he wants you to do, what he has called you to do, to walk on that water and do it in a way that is really going to be a blessing to you and bring your ministry to a whole new level. Not only spiritual teaching, but very practical teaching as well. There's going to be a lot of practical teaching to you, which is why people are drawn to you. They're drawn to your ministry. I see that God's going to open up opportunity for you in your community. I see in your town that God is going to open up ways to get involved and just to even serve in ways that you could serve and help the town, but it's going to open even more doors for you. So again, opportunities for you to just start stepping out in ways that you've not before, but ways that are going to really bring you to a new place in your anointing. When you minister to others, I believe that God is going to put in you a compassion for people with spine issues. I believe that God's going to start prodding you to pray for people with spine and back issues, because there's a gift of healing that's going to manifest for that. And the Lord is just even letting you know today that that's part of that's going to be your specialty, is to pray for the sick. But as you pray, you're going to, when you hear that someone has back problems, you're going to go after that, because I believe that that's part of the burden that God's putting on you, is to bring healing to those struggling with that. So know that God has called you, he's put it on you, and you're going to be able to go above and beyond what you've even thought before in the past. You've been living in a box, you've been living in a definition of who you think you are, and the Lord says he's coming today with a giant eraser, and he's erasing that box, and he's bringing you out, and he's going to bring you into a new identity to do the very things that you said, I'd like to, but I don't dare. God says you can, because it's in you. There's power in you. There's supernatural faith in you. You're going to go forth, and you are going to succeed in the call of God.
Yes. That's a great word.
She needs a writing sewing machine.
I want to do a dance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the box that's going to disintegrate right before our eyes, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you've even prepared Tina for that word, Lord, knowing that it's true already. And Father, we pray that you'd go forth even now and prepare the women, Lord God, that she's going to minister to. And I pray, Lord God, that their hearts would be ready and open to receive everything that she has to share. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to give her expertise, even on her computer, to be able to fulfill the things that you've spoken. We bless her. We say yes and amen. And we agree with that which has been imparted to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
So that's a good start.